Could be anything, but it's good to stop and think, what would I thank? What was the object that I would bring down, symbolic of what I want to thank the Lord for? A modern version of the hymn, "We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land." You could say something like, "We board the train, sit at our desk, work at our project, endure the boss, but it is blessed by God's almighty hand." You do all this, but at the end of the day, God has blessed it. Despite all the difficulties and hardships, we plough the field, we scatter, but God gives the increase. And it could well be that as you look back over the last year, it's been hard perhaps. I go to the doctor, I go to the dentist, I do this, I have my kids, but God has blessed us as a family. And it's good just to stop and to think about that. What I want to mention this morning then, just in finishing, I want to, because I never preach long at Christmas, Easter and harvest, but I do want to focus on God's word, not the psalm we read. But you may want to turn to Haggai, the book of Haggai. I'm going to have to tell you the page number because you'll just lose it. Otherwise, even Christians can't find the book of Haggai. It's near the end of the Old Testament. Page 948, I think it was. Looked it up this morning. Haggai 948, if you're using the Pew Bible. And I want to just mention three things. God is good. But sometimes I wonder whether God in our life could be better, in the sense that, in other words, perhaps we could know more of the blessing of God. Because sometimes in life it's very easy to try by our own efforts to bless ourselves, isn't it? Monday morning, you'll get up, you'll be going on the train, you'll be doing whatever, God's given you a job, but you'll be trying to bless yourself, trying to make ends meet. There is a principle for God in blessing us, and it's to give to God. Three things. Just give God in this harvest. To put God first. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things," all these other things that you want, "will be given to you as well." As a principle that we are not to live a life for what we can get, but as we seek God, and if you're a Christian here this morning, that will be the desire of your heart, to please him. This was what was happening during the days of Haggai, chapter 1. The people had forgotten their priorities were all wrong. They wanted to be blessed. They wanted to bless themselves. But the problem was they were doing it and not considering God. And that's a very important principle. Look at verse 2. Haggai chapter 1 verse 2, this is what the Lord Almighty says. "These people say the time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it time for you yourselves to be living in paneled houses while this house remains in ruins? This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways." In other words, stop and think. Verse 6, "You planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it." And the Lord explains why this is. Look at verse 7. "Give careful thought to your ways." Verse 8. "Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored." And then he says again, look at verse 9. "You expected much, but it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away because the Lord sends a drought." And Malachi, who a contemporary of Haggai, tells us why. They were robbing God. They were not giving God his due in tithes and offerings. I'm not saying that's the problem here. Certainly not. But there's that principle, isn't it? Bring in the whole tithe. Put me first. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you as well. That's a thing we struggle with as Christians all the time, isn't it? We have our work life, our social life, our family life, and our church life. And sometimes we can be very easy trying to build our own world and our own blessings. And sometimes the Lord gets what's left. When really the principle is, I always say to married couples, it's hard. You're wanting to feather your nest. The temptation is you want that plasma telly, you want this, you want to make it just good. You're all excited. And the first thing to go is sometimes you're giving to the Lord. Lord, you know I can't afford this because I'm doing this. And often say to them, whatever you get, even if you only get £10, set aside £1, a tenth of that, and trust the Lord to bless. Put him first. Now, this isn't just to do with money. It can be time. It can be talents. Lord, I'm very gifted. I thank you for the gifts you've given me, but I'm keeping them to myself. And that's a challenge, isn't it? Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And that's a challenge that I bring to you as I bring to me. The Lord has blessed you. He's kept you. You're still in a job, the Lord, and you give thanks to God for that. But going forward, are we putting God first and his kingdom? Or are we panicking and worrying about ourselves and not about what he would have us do? So give to God and he will give to us. Trust God. One of the reasons why we sometimes don't give to God is because we don't trust. Lord, I have to do this. And if I don't do it, somehow the wheels will come off. Malachi chapter 3, it's only a few pages on if you want to look at it, very last chapter or the very last book of the Old Testament. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven. Test me in this. Put me first and watch what I can do in your midst. Do not worry about what to wear, Jesus says this, or worry about this, or worry about that. Do not fret about your family, your health, your clothing, but trust me in this. I'm the God who not only brings the sun and the rain, I'm the God who's in control of every area of your life. Give to me, seek first me, seek first my kingdom. Use your income, your time, and your talents as I've blessed you to further the gospel, to benefit other people, and to trust me in all of these things. Put, as I say, these blessings, when we do this, it doesn't mean the Lord's going to just, well, if I put this first, I'm going to get a bigger salary. The blessings can come in different ways. In fact, the wheels can sometimes appear to come off your life when you seek first the kingdom of God, when you begin to follow him. But you'll know blessings in a different way. Peace, love, joy, self-control, the fruits of the Spirit. The Lord is no man's debtor. When we give to him, he gives back to us, pressed down in good measure. If I will not pour out heaven, it's very easy, isn't it? Especially in cities, where we have to work, we have to do, we have to be on the tube, we have to be on the bus or whatever to get to work, to endure the boss because we have to earn so much money. And that is right. We work hard. We work hard for the things that God has given us. But we cannot be consumed by them. Such that they worry us, they get us down. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses. When sometimes it's wise to step back and to say, Lord, I'm not serving you. I'm not giving to you as you have blessed me. So give to God and trust in the Lord if he will not pour out the heavens and bless us. And thirdly, if this happens, we will praise him. It's great. Eric Liddell's one of my heroes, obviously, Scotsman, running. You remember when he was setting off on a particular length of 200 metres wasn't really his thing. He was specialised in something else, but because they were running on a Sunday, his conscience wouldn't let him. And somebody, you know, when he's in the starting blocks, basically gives him a piece of paper with 1 Samuel 2:30, those who honour me, I will honour. Does that not excite you, the truth of that verse? Do you believe that? Honour me and I will honour you. Put me first and I will bless you. And you'll be free from the worry and anxiety that so much comes in upon you. Give to me, trust me, then you will praise me. Malachi 3, verse 10. And I will pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. And the result of this, look at verses 12 of Malachi 3, right at the very end of the Old Testament, a few pages on from where you are. Then the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land. I wonder if people see us, even at this harvest time, when we go in, the Lord's been good to me. He's been good over the past 12 months. I'm not a farmer, but he's been good to me. He's shone on me. He's blessed me. He's taken me through droughts. He's taken me through difficulties. I thank him for the medication, for the doctor. I thank him for family, for friends. I thank him for so much. And people can see that in us. And they call us blessed. I was really enjoying listening to Gavin Peacock he used to play for Chelsea. I remember him well. I never knew him since he got converted. And I just remember him saying, his mum took him to the local church, and the minister spoke to him afterwards and says, "Why don't you go along to the YF?" No, this time he's making himself a few bob. He's got things. And I remember when he mentioned that, I thought, boy, that must have been a good youth fellowship. Here's Gavin Peacock, plays for Chelsea, coming in. And he says, "Well, why not?" So he went along, and there was the young folk, all big-eyed. Wow, it's Gavin Peacock. And he says himself, "I had things that they didn't have. I had money, I had the cars, girlfriends." He was living the life. But it soon became apparent they had something that he didn't have. That was his exact words. "I had what they didn't have, but they had something I didn't have. And I wanted that. Peace with God, God himself, to be a major part of my life." If you're a Christian here this morning, you know that is the best. The best thing about you isn't your job title. The best title that you have is you're a son of God, a daughter of God, heir to a kingdom. That is what's impressive. And that's what cheers you and encourages you every day. And you know that anything you have has come from him. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. And they're all yours because of Jesus, because of Christ. Without him, we get no blessings whatsoever. The eye of God is not upon us. His hand is heavy upon us. But we've come to know him as a Lord and Savior. He is our loving Heavenly Father. We are part of the family of God. We can expect him to love and care for us. Nevertheless, we are still to give to God. He says this to his people, "Put first my kingdom and my righteousness. Live a life worthy of the gospel. Test me in this and see if I will not bless you in ways that you cannot imagine. Seek my face above all else." May the Lord help us and encourage us this morning as we come to him on this harvest time, not just thanking him for the seasons, but for every aspect of your life. And whatever that one thing is, maybe there was a dozen things, maybe they'd look like a bric-a-brac sale if you'd have come up, but maybe that one thing, "Lord, I would, that's what I would bring. That would be the thing I would lay. Maybe a photograph of somebody. But I want to thank you for that. And yet at the same time, Lord, I want to seek your kingdom. I don't want to keep heaping up things. I don't want to run after what I want to run after. But I want to seek your kingdom and your glory above all else." We'll close by singing together our closing hymn. "Forth in thy name, O Lord, I go. My daily labours to pursue." I've chosen this because it's an old hymn, but it brings our life, or the Christian life, into real life. And we serve, we live, we work for him. So let's stand and we'll sing this.